And now this is a dictation for Frederick Juncker, Y-U-N-C-K-E-R, November 1640, addresses a letter, Dr. Kabir, K-H-A-B-I-R, 953-5339. Dear Dr. Kabir, follow up Mr. Juncker, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, last visit, February. No hospital visit, weight appetite is stable, denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, has nocturia every 2-3 hours, no incontinence, infection, cloudiness of blood, no increase of dyspnea, no chest pain, palpitation, syncope, no orthopnea, PND, review system negative, no CPAP machine, does have decreased hearing. He's doing nebulizers 5 times a day. Medication list review. I will highlight the Norvasc. Diabetes cholesterol management. Follow with neurology on Tegretol, also takes Lopressor and HCTZ. Today, blood pressure by nurse, 159.69, weight is stable, 176, hard of hearing, however, speech is normal, no respiratory distress, lungs are clear. Does have carotid bruise, there are plans for carotid Doppler, appears irregular, no pericardial rap, rate is not elevated, there is no ascites or tenderness, no major edema. Next paragraph, chemistry is July, creatinine 1.8, which is baseline. Blood test needs to be updated. Electrolyte acid base is normal. GFR 37, stage 3B. I do not see calcium or phosphorus. Previously, normal. Prior anemia with macrocytosis. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD. Stage 3B to 4, stable over time, no progression, no indication for dialysis, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, blood pressure in the office in the upper side. Anemia macrocytosis needs to be updated to decide for EPO treatment. Present electrolytes, normal, acid base normal. Add calcium, phosphorus, albumin to chemistry on a regular basis. Plan to see him back in 6 months, end of dictation.